Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nellie Akalp is here. Nellie is a great member of our Brain Trust, the founder and CEO of CorpNet.com, an online legal document filing service. Now, in the previous segment, I said NetCorp.com. You can't find her there. You can only find her at CorpNet.com. That was my dyslexic moment. Nellie, forgive me for that. But Nellie Akalp, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. And I love the topic you have on your mind today, because one of the things that I know from my own experience and personally and from having observed an awful lot of businesses over the years is that as you grow as a business owner and as your business grows, there are going to be opportunities for you to spin off another business unit of some kind, maybe a little one, maybe not a little one. Could be right next door, could be inside the four walls of the old business. It could be in the next county or the next state, but it happens all the time, and people are a little bit challenged in the early days about how to structure those, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really common for entrepreneurs to make their incomes through a variety of businesses and projects nowadays. So you might know how to handle this from a marketing perspective, but you got a completely different, you know, business names, and you have different sets of businesses. So really, in general, there are three approaches for legally structuring multiple businesses when you're running multiple businesses, and each approach has its own set of advantages and disadvantages to consider. So let me give it down to three.
Let me give you an example. I know a family that are, they're farmers. They're horticulturists. I mean, this guy is he's a world class farmer, and he grows amazing produce, unbelievable produce, and honey. Raises a lot of honey too. Well, over the years, they move their retail operation into a little more of a downtown area, opened up a little restaurant associated with their produce. Before you know it, they've got a little wine business going on the side. Mm-hmm. Now, I promise you, because he's not just a retailer, he's actually a producer, I promise you, if he doesn't, he needs at least a couple of entities there to separate some of that. So that's a good example of how it can happen, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And again, Jim, there's three approaches that I've broken this down for you for legally structuring multiple businesses. Each approach has its own set of advantages and disadvantages to consider. But mm-hmm. Here's what you should consider to know. And approach one is you can form a corporation or LLC for each business. With this approach, you will create a separate entity, either an LLC or corporation, which we've covered in previous segments of this show.
Right.
For each business venture. For example, you might create an LLC for your restaurant business and another LLC for your consulting business.
Mm-hmm.
This approach might seem simple and straightforward and particularly appropriate for those types of businesses that are not connected at all,
mm-hmm.
i.e. a restaurant and a consulting business are very two different businesses,
right.
Whereas with the example that you brought up with the farm guy, you know,
they were connected.
Have a farm. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I've known people who were in the supply house business. And
mm-hmm.
while they were taking care of their own supply business, they were creating their own software to run a supply company. And before you knew it, they were spinning off that software company to sell to other suppliers.
Yeah.
So as you say, those are, even though they're connected in some ways, they're two different kinds of businesses.
Yes,
Another example, Kelly, would be if the person had the business spun off a real estate entity. You know, in my experience, you may have a sub-S for your company, but that's probably not the best way to structure a real estate company. An LLC is probably better for that. So you'd almost have to. So have individual entities, right? That would be one way to have individual entities for each company. But there are advantages there, but there's also disadvantages, aren't there?
Correct. And again, this approach also means that there's a lot of paperwork to fill out with two different business entities or more than two different business entities that you set up for each and every one of your business ventures. You'll have to file separate forms, annual reports, meeting minutes, et cetera, for each business. And for corporations, you'll also need to file separate tax forms for each corporation.
Right.
So consequently, this approach, you know, is discouraged for people who don't want a lot of administrative requirements. In addition, keep in mind that a tax advisor may advise you to combine your business ventures so the losses of one business can offset the profits of another.
That's exactly right. And you can do it either way because if you're not a C Corp, it all goes to your personal anyway. But still, you know, I can see how some people would keep it all under one roof for a while, and then once they found out how viable the new entity was, then they could split it off into another entity.
Correct. But again, you know, as we go into approach to our second option, I do want to bring up to your attention that, as you mentioned, if you're a real estate investor involved in other risky businesses, forming separate corporations or LLCs is probably the best strategy as it shields each business's assets from the liability of another.
Right.
So
that
may be something you want to consider. And
also, if you had partners in one and
absolutely.
Not in the other. Right?
Yes. That's why I love being on your show, because I love the dynamic you and I have.
Well, we've both been around the block a couple of times. I've been around three times. You've been around one time, because you're a lot younger than me, Deli, but still.
Thank you.
So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. There are two more ways that we're going to talk about how to structure your business. We've been talking about having individual entities for each one, but there are a couple more pretty interesting ways, and we'll do that right after this break. And the website for Nelly is corpnet.com, corpnet.com. Go there and check it out and let them help you with these issues. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.